Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sean Sachs, senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, very good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
I am very well. And Sean, thank you for making time to chat to us this afternoon, chatting about the use of a false NGO apartheid claims to support BDS resolutions. And Sean, why are these organizations accusing Israel of being an anti-apartheid state?
What has happened is we know that Israel, unfortunately, is going to be accused of anything that is topical. And what is currently topical is the fact that Israel is being accused of apartheid. And unfortunately, what has happened is many organizations, churches, and trade unions have realized that the best way they can actually berate Israel is to come up with a new definition of apartheid that has nothing to do with South Africa, nothing to do with the painful history that South Africa is always grappling with, but invent a new kind of apartheid that applies uniquely to Israel. So they'll come up with a new definition, new criteria, and the idea is to make Israel a uniquely evil state on the world stage.
And Sean, to what extent is the apartheid term sort of evoking such hatred towards Israel?
Well, that's exactly the point. I mean, as South Africans, we know the horrible nature of apartheid, how terrible it was, and because it evokes so much emotion, it is being manipulated to target Israel specifically. Because the minute you say something like apartheid, obviously it's terrible and evil. So once you have people that say, well, Israel's apartheid, well, Israel must be apartheid. And what is unique about using the terminology, when you say something like apartheid, apartheid is not something you make peace with. Apartheid is not something you negotiate with. Apartheid is something that needs to be completely dismantled. And so this language is being specifically used by anti-Israel activists, because they realize that they're being very honest, they don't want to negotiate with Israel, they don't want peace with Israel, they want Israel completely annihilated. So they say Israel is an apartheid state, apartheid must be completely annihilated, just like Israel must be completely annihilated.
And I take it this is really fueling anti-Semitism, though.
Absolutely, because it's the minute you have a Jewish student on a campus who says they support Israel, the obvious transition from anybody who's saying, well, that means you're supporting apartheid. That means you yourself are supporting this evil regime. And it's a very quick step from Jewish students defending Israel are supporting apartheid to what we see happening, unfortunately, all over the world, where these same Jewish students are targeted, and it's not unusual to see around the world, shuls are being targeted. And so this malicious hate against Israel is very quickly being used to target Jewish communities around the world.
And NGO monitoring the situation. So what's their reaction to this?
So what we've done is we've actually taken a look at many of the initial BDS resolutions. The boycott and sanctions movement against Israel has been trying their best to have resolutions passed at trade unions or at different churches and very often at student representative councils. And what we've done is we've analyzed many of these BDS resolutions, and we find that over time, they've adopted the same rhetoric that Israel is an apartheid state, and even worse than it being apartheid state, we start seeing connections when they say, well, Israel is acting like Nazis, or Israel is abusing the Holocaust, Israel is extending anti-Semitism, and so anything that can be topical, anything that can be used against Israel is being forced into many of these BDS resolutions. Obviously, the goal of many of these resolutions is to have Israel isolated and eventually destroyed. And so they're using whatever language they can. It used to be about economic boycotts, but now it's about apartheid.
I mean, that's crazy, this. And NGO Monitor, their sort of stance going forward now, I mean, what can they do going forward? Obviously what's these BDS resolutions are just crazy. So what can they do going forward?
Well, our most important role is we're, as a think tank, we analyze and we provide information to organizations that are active around the world, like the South African Jewish Board of Deputies and the Zionist Federation, and organizations around the world that are very similar. Our goal is to provide as much information and analysis as we can to the people who are for lack of a better word, are in the trenches fighting this day in and day out. The local community in South Africa and the pro-Israel groups are doing an incredible job against outrageous odds, and our goal is to help them actually look at the information that is being put out there and analyze it correctly. Being able to combat a falsehood about Israel being an apartheid state, we're there to provide as much information as we can so that the local organizations can actually fight back with the correct information quickly and appropriately, which in the case of South Africa, they really are doing. Unfortunately, they're just fighting against outrageous numbers and people who really don't care about the truth very often when it comes to slandering Israel.
Absolutely. I think, as you said, the correct information to actually give a verdict, a truthful verdict of the information. Sean, thank you so much for just giving us some clarity on that. And that was Sean Sachs, Senior Researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean, have a very good evening. Thank you for making time for us this afternoon.